Well, obviously, DoorDash drives from Starbucks or Marco's Pizza. They're practically side by side in the same building. It takes them a while. It won't take them long to get here, so I'm usually downstairs in the lobby. But when they're coming from 12 and John R. or 10 and DeQuinder, I can stay up in my apartment until I see them actually leave that area and track them and head downstairs and be there when they pull up. But those few times last month, like I said, they were just like, what the heck's going on with this thing? So not only am I tracking them with these problems, but they're also having problems as well. And one driver who did not know where I was actually drove right past the campus where he would turn in. And I'm watching him, and he's like, what the heck? And, you know, he probably maybe got about as far as the hospital south and turned around, and he apologized. And he says, my GPS was going haywire. I said, yeah, I saw that you overshot the runway, and you missed it. But I see that, you know, you were tracking all over the place as well. So there's something wrong in the system. And we just actually contributed it to a problem with DoorDash more than maybe the normal GPS, you know, in the area kind of a thing.